Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back, Midday Grind.
Martin's having the time of his life over there.
590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM. The
Come
show
on, Chuck.
The show started well and then ended up poorly. This is InsideSTL.com.
I think
I already
Tom.
Said that. Either way, it's Charlie Marlowe, Martin Kilcoyne, Chris Gardner, Brendan Schaefer. And our guys, we had that segment earlier. He's a jag bag. Ryan Kelly would not be. A jag bag.
Well, there's a read.
Okay,
there's
Ryan Kelly is the man.
Boy,
all right, he's charitable.
You told him to ad lib more.
Boy, that was.
This is what I'm doing. Okay, I'm trying to spread
mistake.
My wings a little bit. Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Check him out on the web, thehomeloanexpert.com. Martin, he's charitable.
No, he's
Cardinal
canceling.
Glennon. He's a boxer. He climbs mountains. He's all over the country.
He does it for the kids too.
For climbs the kids. Give him a call 314-781-9700. They're going to tailgates in the SEC. He's big in Nashville now, advertising with Clay Travis. Sooner or later, he's going to be offering mortgages to the entire country. Ryan Kelly, check him out on the web, thehomeloanexpert.com.
Yeah, the President Trump, I talked to Ryan. We're going to do a little HELOC here. We're going to rework some stuff on the White House. He's in with everybody, and he is doing that SEC tour. He went to the Bama game, I think, in Atlanta at that stadium. If you go to any SEC venue, and I know Dave Matter, we had him last week, and he said for him, he still loves going to Athens and Georgia inside the hedges. I'd like to go to Tennessee and do the boat thing. In all seriousness, doesn't that look cool? The Mississippi, apparently Ole Miss has a big party scene.
I've been there.
Chuck's been there.
That's the only SEC road game I've been to.
Was Clay Stryker there?
Clay Stryker wasn't there when I was there, but that was a hell of a time.
Ole
we
Miss.
Actually didn't go to the game. I bought a ticket for 50
it's a real
bucks.
Theme here.
No, I'm just saying, look, bought a ticket for 50 bucks. We were just having so much fun partying in the Grove. Plus, this was when Ole Miss wasn't very good. I think it was Ole Miss-Auburn. Wasn't a real sexy matchup. So we decided to just continue to drink and hang out in the Grove.
Was it a Fox 2 assignment or no? You just went for fun?
No, this was a bus trip, actually an RV trip from Chicago. It started. Bunch of my buddies drive down. They pick me up in Collinsville. I bring like 10 pizzas on board. I got friends that are already passed out at this point that are just been drinking the last, 5 hours on the RV. And then we go down, pick up another buddy from the Memphis airport, get to Ole Miss, and have a fantastic weekend.
Well, I've heard good things about the Grove. Mississippi State, couldn't tell you much about it. Going to a game at Auburn, LSU gets a lot of play, too. People say bad. I think Frank had...
Night games.
Frank had Mr. Football on. Is that Tommy Barnhart?
Tony.
Tony Barnhart.
Tommy's his brother.
Brother. He does morning drive in Toledo. Tony.
Hey, Tommy Barnhart here with 106.8 The Frog. Big Mudhens game tonight. And the Rockets are taking on Bowling Green. Back to you, Martin.
But Tony said LSU.
Glass City Radio.
You never know when Chuck's bid is over.
He wasn't done.
Well,
he had the
because,
look on his face.
No, because
you can see the gears turning.
Sometimes... You think of it a couple seconds late. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. You can continue. And what's the line from Boom Goes the Dynamite? And we're moving on now.
we'll hear more about that in a moment.
That's a tease, folks.
Cards and Reds tonight. Chuck and I are going down there to hold them accountable. In fact, somebody the other day when I said maybe Matheny, call me crazy, deserves a little bit of credit.
Whoa!
For winning with the likes of Brebbia and, no offense, any of these newer players. Younger players piecing it together, and they wrote back and said, you need to get somebody in here from one of the coasts to hold these guys accountable. Yep, so I think that's what we'll do. Instead of Charlie and I going down today, we're going to fly somebody in from one of the
Philly.
Coasts. Yeah, this is Bob from Philly. He's here to hold you guys accountable, okay?
This is a good question, though, and I know we'll talk about it locally, but can you think of another manager or head coach, just off the top of your head, that had more success. Now, I understand he hasn't won a World Series, but more success in terms of regular season wins, win percentage. Can you remember or think of a coach that's been more disliked or not respected? It would seem to the fan base than a guy like Mike Matheny, whose win percentage is crazy good. Is that fair?
I think at the end, so the guy that was on the show today, Mike Martz, would at the end, a lot of criticism from people like me, things like roster decisions, which he'll tell you. You talk about London Fletcher out of his hands, front office not bringing the guys back that he wanted back. But for a great winning percentage, a lot of critique, including people like myself, towards the end of his run. But there was also a lot of, like, the honeymoon period was pretty long because they were good and they were winning. Quenneville didn't win in the postseason, but won a ton of Blues games and was very popular, I think, until the very end. So I'm trying to answer your question by talking through it.
Marty Schottenheimer went, 14-2 and then won a ton in the regular season, lost the first postseason game and got booted from the Chargers?
I was thinking that Andy Reid, even though he's been to a Super Bowl, kind of has a Marty Schottenheimer resume, like really well-respected, can go multiple places and win a bunch of games, but not a ton of playoff success. I think Eagles fans would say his ultimate undoing, right? They didn't win enough. They had home field, I think. Wasn't it 3 years in a row? Or didn't they host the NFC Championship game?
Sounds right.
3 years in a row after losing to the Rams at the Dome. But as far as, no, the almost downright hostility, I would say.
What I'm saying is,
I don't know if there's anything that matches,
yes,
that.
Yes. And I'm just trying to read the tea leaves. And again, I think sometimes we overvalue some of the crazies on social media. But it seems like almost no one gives Mike Matheny much credit for a guy who has a win percentage of about, 560, whatever it is, 570. I can't remember what it is,
maybe,
but it's really good.
Maybe the guys from the coast would come in and tell us whether it's a good winning percentage or not. Apparently, that's what we need. But looking forward to the series tonight. Then, of course, Wrigley all weekend long. That's where we should be. Something is wrong with all of us. Shay, forget that you're locked in on Purdue. Otherwise, I'd grab
you.
No,
I'm not even going to the game. I would much rather be in Chicago, but I think I'll be in St. Louis. I don't think I'm going to go to Columbia.
It's a 3 o'clock start.
And Beth Mowins is on the call, actually.
She is?
I don't think so.
But
every Purdue game, no. Every Purdue football game, as I was growing up, was Beth Mowins. A lot of times, Chris Spielman, I feel like, maybe was the
sounds right.
Color analyst.
You know who should be thanking Sergio Dipp is probably Rex Ryan, because on Twitter, a lot of people were crushing him, but it took all the focus away when the kid on the sideline kind of had his little meltdown, and it took total attention away from anything Rex Ryan may or may not have done well.
So Rex Ryan's buying Sergio Dipp a beer after the game, like, thanks, kid.
Yeah.
You really saved me.
Good job, pal. I enjoyed your report.
And he's like, look, I know what it's like to go viral on social media. Maybe you've seen the whole foot clip. Look, we can get past this. We can move on. It'll be okay.
So really, Rex Ryan could counsel Ted Cruz and Sergio Dipp in terms of being the daily piñata, as we like to call it. What else did I want? I had a lot to get to, Chuck.
Well, we have it teed up. We have some great clips from Boom Goes the Dynamite, because we kind of hit on some of the main ones you think of, like Boom Goes the Dynamite. But seriously, there's other aspects of the sportscast that are just as funny, if not funnier.
I think that maybe for me the best parts, for you is the beginning, for me it's the end.
Okay.
So the bookends we like a lot as well.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And, okay. We're going to continue on now.
So that's how it begins.
Hey, I just had that moment. I looked down and I couldn't read my notes, and I kind of locked up for a second. I should have just said, and we continue on now.
And look, we've all been there. It's kind of inside baseball with TV, though. Sometimes if you're on camera, let's say you have a 15-second read to get into the Cardinals game. Well, you've read the read, and now the next thing you've written in the teleprompter is the first highlight, and they haven't taken the video. So you kind of ad-lib, all right, maybe we can just pick up those highlights here and get going. And that was Brian Collins' way of saying, and let's continue on now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then in the middle was...
Passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Of course, that's the middle.
And you got to blame ESPN for that, because every kid in college was trying to have a catchphrase. Mm-hmm. Everybody was trying to be the next Berman or Dan Patrick.
What do you mean?
Bonzo.
Martin.
See, it happens.
Great googly moogly.
Well, now we're a parody of a parody, okay?
And then, of course, the end of the video is my favorite part.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that look into sports, Brian.
Yeah.
If there's ever, I don't know, in the history of mankind, if there's ever been a moment of defeat more than that, that epitomizes defeat, the sound, the look, that was it.
But also, I really appreciate it. As someone who used to do some Bradley sportscasts, Upper Peninsula, where you have no news. There is nothing going on. I love the fact that the lead story of his sportscast was a Ball State softball graphic, was showing that the Ball State women's softball team lost 16-6. That was the lead story.
I used to show high school gymnastics in Rhinelander, and I'll never forget, we had video. I mean, I suppose I shot it. And I asked the coach, I said, what words can I use? What do I say? Like, I have no idea.
Tumble.
And she said, you could say it was like a strong routine.
You said,
solid
routine. I'll tumble for you.
You guys remember Culture Club and stuff? God bless Brian Collins. Things that we learned on the show is that apparently he's working in digital media.
Good for
in
him.
Cincinnati. Things that you learned, you can text those in at 855-282-8255. We always close things out with what we learned on the program today, 855-282-8255. We also had, I don't know if we're going to get to that audio of Jim Carrey being really weird, but that's not a surprise. And then I started going down his Twitter timeline, and he's always out there. And I don't know if he's just messing with everybody or if that's just who he is. Do we have that audio, Gardner, the Jim Carrey?
I never saw it. I just heard about it.
It was over the weekend. It happens all the time. You'll see somebody's trending. So you're like, why are they trending? And it was his answer. It was like Entertainment Weekly, somebody like that, getting him on a runway.
I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join, and here I am.
Well, they say they're celebrating icons inside.
Celebrating
icons.
Boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, possibility that we could come up with. It's like icons. Do you believe in icons? I don't believe that you exist. But there is a wonderful fragrance in the air. I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise, beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing for itself. And I don't care.
But Jim, you got really dressed up for the occasion. You look good.
No,
is that an accident?
I didn't get dressed
Who
up.
Who did?
There is no me.
There's no you.
No.
We're not here. This is a dream.
There's just things happening. And there are clusters of tetrahedrons moving around together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's happening in our world right now? Because there is a lot of news that actually is relevant that's not that
Here's
uplifting.
Here's the thing. It's not our world.
None
that's
of this is
key.
Real?
Nope.
So you're just passing
We don't
through.
Matter. We don't matter.
Oh, wow.
There's the good news.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You got a new hero.
I'm going to have to go have a powwow with Jim Carrey while I'm searching for Jeff Fisher now. That's what I've learned today.
Existentialist.
I have to say that the female reporter, I think, did a good job hanging in there with his weirdness. And as he's saying, basically, this is a stupid event. Why do we even have events like this? She pointed out, well, you do seem to be kind of dressed up for this said stupid event. I think she did a good job holding her own. And at first, I thought this is just how weird he is. And then I think he was just messing around. I think he does believe some of that stuff. But I think he was just being super weird. You know, like the guy who played Andy Kaufman is actually weirder than Andy Kaufman. Do you think he was messing with her? I think he was. Ultimately, yes.
50-50.
I think he had seen The Unacknowledged the night before.
Have you seen it?
I have not. No,
I don't know what that means.
Me either.
It's Gardner's Netflix,
Netflix.
Oh, the like existential, terrestrial.
Yeah, the weirdo doc.
More than just aliens.
Weirdo doc. It goes into a whole
bunch of other things.
Weirdo doc.
Gardner fires up Netflix and sits down his lovely girlfriend Jess and let's find the weirdest thing we can possibly watch.
Well, she did watch the latest episode of Ancient Aliens with me last night. So,
like, do you ever just watch just a popcorn rom-com? It's always got to be something weird, right?
Yeah. Kind of bypass all that now.
And she's like, hey, you want to watch You've Got Mail? No, I got this great documentary on how the Mayans were actually space aliens. Oh, okay. I'm just going to go to bed.
They weren't actually space.
Is that the one that Kevin aliens. James is in and he's at the mall? No, no, not.
I mean, they just were assisted by aliens in their progress.
Sure, clarify.
Stuff. Yeah.
What did we learn on the show today, guys? Charles, you want to go first?
Well, I think today was the day I actually didn't write anything down, but I did learn a lot. Great interview with Mike Martz. I was just listening. That was a fantastic interview. Matt Spiegel, very funny up there. And, yeah, good show.
I learned that John Lackey.
I got to go to Bush anyway, all right?
All right, you're excused. On that note, you're excused. We learned that John Lackey, to the Chicago media, at least to our guest, he's hilarious and kind of annoying, which I think we can sort of see and also agree from his time here in St. Louis. Mike Martz still has two kids. Two of his four kids are living in St. Louis, and his son David may or may not be getting married anytime soon. The coach put that out there.
He's smart.
He does miss the game. Charlie said as far as Arizona's opening game next year being in St. Louis, we pointed out La Russa can be here as a Red Jacket Hall of Famer while also watching his Arizona team. Charlie said it's weird, it's awkward, and it's great. Jess is going to the Cardinal game tomorrow night just to show off a shirt she got with baby on board, the Cardinal equivalent of that.
That's true.
Also learned the Chihuahuas of El Paso feature Tony Cruz as their catcher. And the Cubs are a little worried that the Cardinals might still have some of that devil magic that gets them back into the playoffs. These are things that I learned on the show. Gardner, what'd you learn?
Well, I just learned it there at the end. Got to find Jim Carrey on the way to find Jeff Fisher.
I mean, I knew Jim Carrey was weird, but that was all sort of off-the-cuff weirdness. That's pretty ingrained, isn't it?
Well, there's got to be some truth to it then, I would think.
That nothing matters?
This has been a weird show. You had the guy, the Monday Night Football guy, the Jim Carrey thing. None of these things make sense to me. I'm kind of having a tough time processing everything.
Maybe we should just kind of wash it clean, start over tomorrow.
Can we be done now?
Yeah, let's be done. Hey, the Hardline, nothing matters. Nothing matters. But the Hardline matters. That's coming up next, right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And it's working. Okay. We're going to continue on now. For bringing me down. Congratulations. Now I'm sorrow bound. Congratulations. You got